Unit 3. Living a zero-waste lifestyle.
Today, I get the unique chance to interview zero-waste lifestyle queen, Bea Johnson. For those of you who have not heard of her yet, she is taking the zero-waste movement to a new level in Mill Valley, California. She does not want to reduce, reuse, recycle. Her goal is to get rid of packaging and waste altogether. Bea is also the author of the best-selling book, Zero Waste Home. Bea, thank you for being with us today. How did this zero waste idea begin?
Well, basically, we were living in a large home, and then we moved into a much smaller house almost 5 years ago. The smaller house got us thinking, and we became more aware of environmental issues. We reduced our waste with reusables, but wanted to do more. Then I started shopping in bulk and saw the opportunity to push it further.
Was the whole process difficult? It sounds complicated.
It took a year to figure it out. If you try to replace everything in your current pantry with bulk alternatives, you'll drive yourself crazy. So we didn't start using the jars to shop with until we were 9 months into it. I was already doing bulk buying and thought there was no point in bringing trash in with the meat. We shop once a week. The only time you really have to think about zero waste is when you're shopping. I've learned that the less I have, the easier it is.
But are all markets prepared for and okay with this?
The jar has been easily accepted, but the reaction to it depends on the store. I bring French canning jars with me for wet items like meat, fish, deli, olives, peanut butter, and honey. We eat meat and fish just once a week, so I only need to bring one jar for each week. You can even fit a half chicken in a jar. I bring my own bottle for olive oil, which I buy in bulk at Whole Foods. They sell olive oil from a large stainless steel kettle. You weigh the bottle before you fill it and apply a sticker with the weight amount on it. Milk and yogurt come in reusable glass containers. I pay the deposit and return them to the store when they're empty.
Are your kids happy with this zero waste idea? I understand that your sons have only 4 bins of toys.
Well, I have a 9 and a 10-year-old. Together, we simplified their toy selection to their favorites. It's parents that drive the toy frenzy. Maybe because they didn't get these things when they were growing up. The boys used to want 4 things, but this Christmas they only wanted 1 toy. They even sold some older toys. One of my sons used the money to buy an online subscription he really wanted.
And what about television? Does that fit into your new lifestyle?
We have a television for movies only. 2.5 years ago, we decided it would be a good experience to do without it because we always had trouble turning it off. Before we knew it, the TV was on for 2 to 3 hours. It was an easy babysitter, but we didn't feel good about it. Now we watch a movie together on Friday nights and let them choose.